all of us wish to grow. No matter how good we may be as human beings, something within us tells us, I need to be even better. We may have accomplished much, but an inner urge says, I should do something even more meaningful. Where has this urge come from? Around us, we witness nature incubating carbon in the crust of the earth over billions of years and transforming it into diamonds. In a shorter time span, grass is grazed by cows, transformed into milk in their bodies, which is then extracted and turned into yogurt. That yogurt is churned to extract butter, from which then comes ghee, which is offered on the sacred altar to the Lord as a symbol of purity. However, the creation of ghee or diamonds is not the highest purpose of nature, rather the incubation of souls to the ultimate perfection. For that purpose, we have been given a brain that is infinitely teachable. To prove this, a Hungarian scientist in the 1960s, Laszlo Polgár, he propounded that any normal child with proper upbringing can be made a genius. At that time, he was wooing a lady called Clara. He said to her, I will marry on the condition that we will make our children geniuses. The brave lady agreed. After marriage, they were blessed with three daughters. They pondered which field should they choose for training their children. They considered mathematics and science because these were held in high esteem in the communist bloc Eastern Europe as a way of showing supremacy over the so-called decadent West. Finally, they narrowed down to chess because proficiency in it was easily quantifiable. Their experiment soon bore fruit when their first daughter, Susan, won the Budapest Under 11 Chess Championship for girls while she was only 4 years old. At the age of 15, she became the world chess champion and the third women's grandmaster ever. The previous two had received honorary grandmasters titles merely because they were world chess champions amongst the women. In those days, women chess players were looked down upon as so-called second-class citizens. The second of the Polgár sisters was Sofia. At the age of 14, she entered a chess competition in Rome, where others participating were accomplished grandmasters. She defeated 8 of them and drew with the 9th in an event that has gone down in chess history as the sack of Rome. She went on to become the 6th best women's player in the world. But from the perspective of the Polgár sisters, she was a bit of a slacker. The crown jewel was the third, Judith, who at the age of 15 became the youngest grandmaster amongst men and women. At one time, she was the 8th best player amongst men and women together. she continued to reign as the best women's player in the world for 25 years when she finally chose to retire in 2014. The experiment of Laszlo and Klára Polgár had proved a success, that this brain has been so endowed with immense capacity for growth. All of us wish to grow. No matter how good we may be as human beings, something within us tells us, I need to be even better. A better husband, a better wife, a better worker, a better boss. The same urge is experienced in our works. We may have accomplished much, but an inner urge says, I should do something even more meaningful and even more productive. Where has this urge come from? The Vedas say, from God Himself. A name for that supreme divine entity is Brahma. This word Brahma has two definitions, Vrihatvat Brahma, Vringhanatvat Brahma. Brahma is He who is infinitely big because He upholds innumerable universes within His being. However, there's a second, lesser known definition of Brahma, Vringhanatvat Brahma, He who makes others big. God is perfect and complete, and He wishes all His tiny little parts, us souls, to also reach that ultimate perfection. This leads to a divine law that I have stated in my recently published book, Seven Divine Laws to Awaken Your Best Self. It says, the law of infinite potential. All souls have infinite potential for growth, whatever be their present state. In this statement, the word potential is specially important. It kindles hope and makes us optimistic about the future, encouraging us to plan for grand accomplishments. This positivity is further amplified by the word infinite, implying our scope for growth is without limit. Equipped with knowledge of this law, we can cultivate the growth mindset. What is that growth mindset? As opposed to the fixed mindset, we shall discuss this in the next episode of this 21-day series, Purpose of Life.
Shri Ram. Subscribe now to the JK Yog Music Channel on YouTube.